Lunch with Pippa Hudson
on Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Now, it is my great pleasure to welcome back to the show a man whose courage and endurance has really captured our attention on several previous occasions. Grant Lottering is his name, and I'm sure you remember his story. The cyclist who survived a massive high-speed crash in the Italian Alps back in 2013 and overcoming traumatic near-fatal injuries, including multiple fractures. He vowed not only to get back on his bicycle, but to make it count, for more than just his own personal sporting achievement, which was substantial. But since that day, Grant has become a Laureus Sport for Good ambassador and an international public speaker, and he regularly undertakes extreme cycling challenges in aid of charity, all under the banner of his slogan, I'm Possible. You get it? Not impossible. I'm Possible, because he believes it is possible when you set your mind to it. Now, he has just finished the latest adventure yesterday, and I hope that he is talking to us with his feet up and his bottom on a soft cushion as he does so. Grant, it's wonderful to have you back on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. What a pleasure to be back. Thank you.
The latest undertaking was the Cross Cape I'm Possible Dream Tour, which saw you tackle the Cross Cape route and the Karoo Crossing route in 3 days flat. And Grant, my understanding is that most people would take between 10 and 20 days to finish the length of that route. What made you decide on this particular route for your latest challenge?
Yeah, well, firstly, you are correct. It's actually an initiative from the Western Cape Tourism. So I got the idea when David Hicks approached me a while back. We've known each other for quite a while. And he said to me, Grant, when you do another tour in this country, please let me know. I want to join you. And I said, my world. Now, that was more than a year ago. And then, I live down near the Cape now, Pippa, and I ride a lot of these trails, a lot of the routes that are part of the Cross Cape. And I approached the West Cape Growth Agency with the idea, why don't we try and do this thing? I want to do it for charity. Let me see if I can ride it within 48 hours. And they loved the idea. I pitched it with David. He also loved the idea, which I was quite surprised. I didn't think he would. But we started planning it, and that's how it started. Yeah, well, that's awesome. My transport sponsor, Mercedes-Benz, got involved heavily, so we made it happen. Yeah.
Now, the sad thing is that, of course, in the end, David had to pull out of the trip at the last minute. Grant, I know you're no stranger to doing these kind of challenges on your own. You know about the mental challenge of doing it without somebody at your side. But still, I would imagine it must have been quite difficult to make the mental switch from planning a group effort to suddenly knowing I've got to do it on my own. How big an adjustment was that for you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, unfortunately, we don't get to train much together. David is a very busy man, and that's actually why I couldn't do the tour, because of all his business commitments, and he wasn't able to put in enough miles to prepare for it. But I actually thought it was a brilliant idea to do it with someone, because, a shared experience is always, it does become easier, actually, to think about it. But fortunately, I'm used to all my previous tours have been just me and my support team. I always have two cars following me, so in person, I'm not entirely on my own, but being alone on the bike, I'm used to it, so it doesn't seem difficult.
Now, the route itself, Grant, I know you started in Plett. It covered parts of the Garden Route, parts of the Glen Karoo, the Overberg, and into the Winelands. And I understand it was over 16,000 meters of climbing over some pretty tough mountain passes. Do you want to talk to us about the highlights and lowlights? What were the moments you most enjoyed, and what were the most difficult to get through?
Well, Papa, I must tell you, firstly, the support that I had even before I started was quite remarkable. When we started in place with my support team, we're just this little group, we form our own little bubble, and we decide we leave at 8:30 and there we go, off into the sunset, so to speak. And, the first day from place, I went through to Knysna and then came back up over Prince Alfred Park towards Marinsport. And by the time I reached Knysna, my average ride temperature was 59. And it was insanely difficult, like cramped. I really struggled. As we approached Marinsport, the road was closed because of flash floods, so we couldn't go through to get up to try to pass without midnight. I ride these tours day and night. I don't sleep. I just pull over to have a nap under a tree if I need to. And we would have done Swartberg Pass at about 1 in the morning. we had to cut that whole section out. But from there, we went through Carletstorp, Lakeport, and that's Riversdale. By the time we got to Carletstorp, sorry, the sun was shining again, day two. And it was just as hot as day one. Tailwind, headwind, anything you can think of. Highlights for me really was, and I always say it, is you know, my team will always come next to me. They can see when I'm struggling. And they will just read people's comments to me on Facebook and Instagram and that. And that is always just so wonderful. You know, that people are following your journey. They're tracking your progress. They want to know how you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of my tour. You know, it's not just to see how far I can ride a bike. I want people to understand that you can do so much more. You can push yourself so much further if you attach something bigger than yourself to your goal or a bigger purpose.
Yeah.
And I think people buy into that. They can feel like, you know, what I'm doing is perhaps too many ridiculous, but looking at what it accomplishes for children and inspire people, it's just wonderful. So that's always the highlight for me, and there's no exception this year. And then we finished that Waterford Wine Estate yesterday around 12:30 to a large welcome, and you know, I just had tears in my eyes, really.
We're talking to cyclist Grant Lottering, who has just finished a cycle route of over 800 kilometers in length and more than 16,000 meters of climbing involved as part of his latest I'm Possible dream tour. Now, the why, Grant, is, as you say, the big thing that drives you. The why this time round was raising funds for Reach for a Dream. What made you decide on that particular beneficiary?
You know, it's, I mean, I know that the family at Reach for a Dream very well, the work that they do. And, you know, if you think about it, there are kids out there who probably never reach our age. You know, they, I can ride a bike, which actually I shouldn't be able to, but I can. So that gratitude for me, I want to transfer that. And, Reach for a Dream, you know, they do such good work. They take kids and, you know, some kids, I mean, some of them, all they want is a pair of shoes, or they want clothes, or they want a mobile phone. That's their dream. You know, it sounds ridiculous, but it's just, you know, they have that fulfilled for them. So that's why I thought of doing it for Reach for a Dream. I did 2 years ago do a ride up and down the Montague Pass for them as well, which was wonderful. So, it's important to me to not only work with a charity like Laureus or Reach for a Dream, but through that, you know, there's so many people struggling at the moment. You probably know better than me, having been on the radio and dealing with the pandemic and all that stuff. But if I can just get people to realize there's always someone else who's worse off than you. And we all can do something. It doesn't have to be big. And, you know, my ability is to take riding a bike and do something for children. Mm. Laureus work with children, which we're doing with the children. And that's been our passion for them.
Grant, I mean, we're heading towards next year, the 10-year anniversary of your accident and of being told.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know if you've started planning on what's going to be the big number 10 epic challenge. I hate to even start imagining what you've got up your sleeve for the next one. But really, I mean, it is a time to reflect on how far you've come physically, of course. And as you say, being able to get back on a bike in and of itself was a massive achievement for you, given the nature of your injuries. But you've made so much more out of it. You know, you continue to share your story on the international stage as a public speaker. Do you continue to get joy from that? Does there come a point at which you think you're going to say, I've done enough, I'm going to hang up my hat and now only ride short distances for my own personal pleasure? Or is your plan to keep doing this for as long as you can?
As long as my age allows, I must say. but as long as I enjoy getting on the bike, you know, the training is actually harder than doing the ride itself. Mm. It's really not easy. It's always over a long term. Got to stay committed and focused for a long period of time. I still get regular treatment. I mean, I was at the physio for some last minute patchwork or whatever you want to call it last week, Tuesday. So I'm constantly dealing with the consequences of my accident. But yes, this year I'm off to the United States in April. I'm doing a big tour there through California, which will be for Laureus USA. That'll be in June. I'm going to Europe in July, August. I'm doing a tour for L'Oreal South Africa in the Alps end of August. And then, absolutely, you're quite right. Next year's 10 years, and I want to go back to where it all started.
Trento.
I think the beautiful thing is my book is written. We're going to start with a documentary in Los Angeles, and I'm in the States. And I want to bring it all together next year when I go back to where it started. So, yeah, we do have something special. Thanks for next year, and God willing, my health will be fine.
Well, I look forward to that next conversation, and maybe it'll be on the line to Trento in Italy, which, if I remember correctly, is where it all started, Grant. So good luck with the rides that lie in between. Congratulations on pulling off another absolutely epic adventure. The last question is, if there are listeners who are feeling inspired by your story who'd like to make a contribution to your fundraising effort, where do we send them?
Oh, please, yes. We are still taking donations for this past ride, so they can go to the Reach for Dream website, /project/EG Dream Tour, or go to my Instagram, Facebook profile. The link is up there. People can go in there. They donate directly to Reach for Dream because I'm not involved with that at all. I don't get a cent from it. They can win a beautiful bicycle sponsored by Giant Bike South Africa, valued about 5,000 rand for a child. So, yeah, please. It'd be wonderful if people can still donate.
Grant Lottering, always good to catch up with you, and may the wind continue to be at your back into the year 2022. If you want to read up more about Grant's personal journey, by the way, the full story of the accident he experienced and his road to recovery can be accessed on his own personal website, which is grantlottering.com.